Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Happy Resurrection Sunday, everybody. Hallelujah. I'll just say today on this Resurrection Sunday, my laptop needs a resurrection. Hallelujah. It seemed to have died this morning. Thank God for a ram in the bush in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you all for being here today. Amen, amen. Thank you for waiting on me, glory, or waiting on us to get it together over here. We just praise God. He's good. Amen. He's good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. We're going to have Pastor Mom open us up with a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come to you with thanksgiving in our hearts this morning, thanking you for just being with us and stand by. We need you all the way, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you for everything you've done for us. And we give you all the praise. Give you all the praise, Lord. We thank you and thank you and give you all the praise, Lord. We ask you to take care of our president and give him all the praise. And give him all the praise. Let him know.
Help him, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yeah, help him to do the right thing. And we just thank you and we just praise your holy name. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a scripture this morning. Hallelujah. Our scripture comes from Psalm 95, the King James Version, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And then we read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, the King James Version. So Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Now, if we were all together in one place, we'd read this all together. So we can still read it all together. Amen. And you can read it, you know, right there where you are. And then after we read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, then we just stop for a moment and just really magnify the Lord and tell him who he is in our lives. So we just say it in one statement, even though I'm sure we could just, I know we can all talk about him all day long for the rest of our life, and not exalt who he really is. So, but we're just going to say one thing, and we'll open the lines so that you can say it. If you press your number one key, we know that you want to participate. So all you do is, after we say the scripture, Psalm 34, 1 through 3, you press your number one key if you'd like to say who the Lord is. Something like this: the Lord is my healer. That's all you need to say. The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light. And it doesn't matter if two people say the same thing, if we all say the same thing, it's still good. So that's what we're going to do. And so we'll start with Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. King James Version, let's read that together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 34, King James Version, verses 1 through 3. We're going to say that together. And when you get to verse 3, really, say it loud. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. So we're going to say who the Lord is. If you want to say, now don't hold back on him on this Resurrection Sunday, just one statement, just say who he is. Press your number one key. I see one person has done it already. So press your number one key, and we'll open up your line, and you can say who the Lord is to you. Praise the Lord. And Pastor Mom and I will start. I'll say, the Lord is my strong creator. Pastor Mom?
The Lord is my provider.
Hallelujah. Pastor Price, we're opening up your line. Okay. Pastor Price, you got your phone on mute? We can't hear you, Pastor. Is your phone on mute? Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes, I hear you now.
I was pushing buttons on my phone. The Lord is my shepherd.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Glory to God. He is our shepherd. Amen. I think this is Evangelist Carolyn.
The Lord is my keeper protector.
Hallelujah. I have a question for you while I have you on the line. I'm going to put you on the spot. Will you sing a song for us?
I'm sorry. I'm not in the song thing this morning.
You're not in the song thing? Okay.
No.
All right.
Yeah, it's a little on the husky side here, so I will have to do that another Sunday. I have to be prepared for you so I can. As a matter of fact, I have my lemon water right here now trying to get up. Praise God.
Yes, I got my cup right here.
Bless the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Thank you for coming on. God bless
Amen.
You. God
bless
you. Bless
you, too. Bless you, darling.
Amen. Sister Debbie, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my healer.
Amen. Amen. Well, your voice sound mighty low this morning, so we thank you that he's your healer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And then we have a list that we're just going to go down this list, hallelujah, to say who the Lord is to us. Praise God. Lord, you are our strong creator. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord my master. You are the Lord my banner. You are the Lord my healer. You are the everlasting God. You are the God who sees. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the Lord my shepherd. You are the Lord our righteousness. You are the Lord our peace. You are the Lord our sword. You are the jealous God. You are the Lord my help. You are the Lord our Father. You are the Lord our judge. You are the Lord my light. You are the mighty God. You are the Lord who is with us. You are the God that forgave. And you are the Lord my provider. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now we're going to do some declarations. Hallelujah. We were talking before about how God just, at the beginning of the year, he told us to begin to do some declarations. And when we look back at these declarations, we see that they were right on time, hallelujah, for this COVID-19 season that we're in right now, that we are right on time. Glory to God. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we'll say a couple of the declarations today. I handed out some in our building yesterday for those who are in the building, and we're going to read declarations number 2 and number 6. Hallelujah. So those of you who don't have them, I'm going to try to say it slow enough so that you can say these declarations with us or repeat after us the declaration. So I'm going to ask Pastor Mom to help me with this by repeating after me, so I can be slow, you know, don't move too fast on this. But before we start the declarations, the scriptures that go with it is Job 22 and verse 28. Job 22 and 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." So when we make these declarations, things are being established. Hallelujah. Foundations are built. It's being established. Glory to God. And light is shining upon it. Hallelujah. Upon our ways when we declare these things. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever." Hallelujah. So all of these declarations are based on the word of God. So we see that the grass faded in the wintertime. Now, it came back in the spring, but it's going to be gone again. The flowers, they're coming in right now, but look at them quick because the flowers are going to fade. But the word of God stands what? Forever. Hallelujah. So we're going to our declaration number 2. And so repeat this after me. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I forbid any sickness.
I forbid any sickness.
Or disease.
Or disease.
To come upon my body.
Come upon my body.
Every disease.
Every disease,
germ, and every virus
and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly. In the name of Jesus. Every organ, and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, that covers a lot, doesn't it? Glory to God. Amen. And then we're going to go to number 6, and that talks about peace. Thank you, Lord. So repeat after me. The peace of God, that transcends all understanding, guards my heart, and my mind. In Christ Jesus, I think on things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Those are some declarations, ooh, they go out into the atmosphere and they do much good in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, because the word of God stands forever. It won't return unto him void or empty. Hallelujah. So we just thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I just think about that, the part of it, the declaration that says every virus that touches my body dies instantly. Hallelujah. So we don't know, we won't know till we get to heaven, and we'll find out that every virus that tried to touch our bodies died instantly. Hallelujah. We might have been around the virus, but it didn't touch us. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Hallelujah. And still we lift up those who we have family members. Who have been diagnosed. We have people that we know and love who have been diagnosed with the COVID-19, and we are in prayer for them. There's at least, is it 3 or 4 that I can recall who've been diagnosed with it, but praise be to God, they're not on ventilators, and they were sent home. Hallelujah! 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 That virus had to die. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. So before we get to our word today, let's go and let's do some worship. Let's do some praise and worship here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is a song that just blesses me, and it really talks about what's going on today on this Resurrection Sunday. And it is so beautiful. It walks you through even the life of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so let's listen to it. It says, Lord, I lift your name on high. Hallelujah.
You came from heaven's west to show the way from the earth to the cross, my death paid. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Yeah. You came from heaven's west to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my death saved. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth. You show the
Hallelujah, and we just love to sing your praises. Amen. He came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, our debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, we lift your name on high. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. That's hallelujah just causes us to just worship him. Amen. And then we want to do another song of worship to the Lord, Jesus at the center. Hallelujah. He's at the center of everything. Hallelujah. He's at the center. He is the answer. Hallelujah. Of this COVID virus, he's still at the center of everything going on. And we give him praise. We give him glory. And we just thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's worship some more with Jesus at the center. Hallelujah. He is the center.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be. It's always been you. Jesus, everybody say, Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus.
From our hearts to the heavens, it's all about you, Lord God. And we just continue to bless you and give you all the praise and all the glory on this Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to just welcome the people who just joined the line. Hallelujah. We're worshiping the Lord today, giving him all the glory. Amen. Amen. And now it's our time where we're still getting offerings. We're still taking up tithes and offerings. We're still giving people an opportunity to tithe and give offerings during this time. Hallelujah. I know it seems kind of strange that you're not there in the church and the offering plate isn't being passed, but still, the word of God still stands. He says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom. So we don't want to miss out on that. Give and it shall be given back to us. We don't want to miss out on that. And those who have just been tithers and we've tried God on this, and he said, just try me on this. And see, won't I open up the windows of heaven for you and pour you out a blessing that's too much for you to receive. And hallelujah, and how he talks about that he'll rebuke the devourer for our sake. There's a lot of devourer trying to go around right now during this COVID-19. But just remember, those who have sowed, God is not mocked. Hallelujah. The Bible said, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever you sow, you shall reap. Hallelujah. And this is a great reaping time for us. Hallelujah. Those who have sown, we can look forward to reaping. If you've given offerings, look forward. Hallelujah. Even to a thousandfold blessing, as it says in Deuteronomy 1:10-11. Look forward to having your needs met. Hallelujah. Amen. You sown seed. Hallelujah. That's why you got toilet paper in your house right now. Amen. You sown seed. That's why you got water in your house. That's why you have provisions in your house even right now. So as you just prepare your heart to give, we're going to say our prayer for finances. And then we'll tell you how you can sow into East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen. Even at a time such as this. Glory to God. So we're going to read. We have a prayer for finances. Once again, the beginning of the year, the Lord, he changed some things with us, and he has us declaring and saying the same things together. Hallelujah. So that we can sow together and we can reap together. Praise God. So let's read. Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward of all that you give me and walk in total agreement as to how it is to be dispersed. Hallelujah. I pray that I will learn to live free of burdensome debt. Where I have not been wise, bring restoration and give me guidance. Show me how I can help increase my finances and not decrease them unwisely. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it. I kind of hear somebody say, slow down so I can say it with you. So right now, from this part, we're going to, Pastor Mom, you repeat after me.
Okay.
I pray that I will find it easy to give to you.
It's easy to give to you.
And to others.
As you have instructed.
In your word. Give me wisdom.
To handle money wisely.
Help me make good decisions.
As to how I spend.
I pray that I will find
The perfect balance.
Between spending needlessly and being miserly. May I always be paid.
Well for the work I do.
And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
Or wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I make.
Will go a long way.
I pray that I will not.
Be anxious about finances. But will seek your kingdom first. Knowing that as I do.
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank whoever that was praying and said, slow down. Amen. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We'll pray over the offering, but just let me let you know, if you would like to write a check, you can make it payable to ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So ESLCCC. And you can give, I'm just thinking three ways right now. Number one, if you use Cash App, that's what all the youngins are using, Cash App. And so it's an application on the phone, and that just comes automatically. And our Cash App address is $ESLCCC. Amen. So you can Cash App us at $ESLCCC. Those of you who live in the Heritage House building, you can just bring an envelope, put your offering in it, bring it to the door, 2E, and just slide it under the door. And many of you have been doing that. So we praise God for you. Amen. Amen. And you can also mail it to us, to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. As I said, making the checks payable to ESLCCC, and you can mail those checks to 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, 2800 Olive, as Olive Branch, OLIVE, Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. So that's 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. So, Lord God, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God. We lift up all those who will send offerings, who purpose in their hearts to send offerings via Cash App, at the door, or even via the mail, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that as your word says, those who give, that they will it will be given back to them, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Hallelujah. Those who are tithing, we thank you, Lord God, that you said in your word that you would open the windows of heaven and you're pouring out blessings upon them right now in the name of Jesus, even before the tithe leaves their hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the windows of heaven have opened up on them and that you're rebuking the devourer for their sake. Anything the enemy tries to come at them with their finances, money, their health, or anything, that's being rendered null and void right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we just bless you, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, for those offering blessings, the tithe blessings, and the Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 blessing. Father God, we thank you right now that you make us all a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. We give you praise and glory for it, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the Mighty One. You are the Glorious One. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, we have Pastor Mom has a word from the Lord today. Hallelujah. So, you know who Pastor Mom is? She's the senior pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and she's 87 years young, and we are just blessed to hear a word from our senior pastor on today. So we turn it over to her with a as she begins just praying over that word before she gets into it. We thank God for her. Amen.
Okay. My topic is thank God for Jesus. Father, we just thank you for being with you today and thank you for gone all the way. And we thank you, Lord, for the help us to stand and take a good look at this, the word today. Thank you, God, for Jesus. Our Father, God, did so much when he gave us Jesus. Happy Easter, everyone. Happy Resurrection Sunday.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
We want to take some time to remember three things that God gave us when he gave us Jesus.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And we want to thank God for Jesus this wonderful Resurrection Sunday.
Amen.
Number one, it says, God give us the word. John 1:14 says, and the word was made fresh and among us. And we behold his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen.
Isaiah 40:8 says, the grass withers of flowers, but the word of God shall stand forever.
Hallelujah.
Repeat after me. Thank you, God, for Jesus.
Thank you, God, for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, that your word was made fresh.
Thank you, Lord, your word was made flesh.
Thank you, Lord, that your word stands forever.
Thank you, God, that your word stands forever.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Apostle, would you read the hope scripture for me?
Amen. The hope scripture for today is Colossians 1 and verse 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Repeat after me. Thank you, God, for Jesus.
Thank you, God, for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for letting us know.
Thank you, Lord, for letting us know.
The riches of your glory.
The riches of your glory.
All right. Thank you, Lord, for Christ is in us.
Thank you, Lord, for Christ in us.
The hope of glory.
The hope of glory.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. Number three, God gave us resurrection power.
Hallelujah.
John 11 and 25 said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me shall be dead, yet shall be life. Repeat after me. On the Resurrection Sunday.
On this Resurrection Sunday.
Thank you, God, for Jesus.
Thank you, God, for Jesus.
Thank you, God, that Jesus is the resurrection.
Thank you, God, that Jesus is the resurrection.
Thank you, Lord, that Jesus is the life.
Thank you, Lord, that Jesus is the life.
And thank you, Lord, that as we believe in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, that as we believe in Jesus,
we will live forever.
We will live forever.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Let's say John 3:16 together.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
God so loved us that he gave Jesus because God wants us to be saved and have everlasting life.
Amen.
Let's say Romans 10 and 9 together.
If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Okay. Our salvation is based on saying a prayer out of our mouth, saying that Jesus is Lord, and believe our heart that God really raises from the dead. We choose to believe that in the word of God to let us know about him.
Yes.
All we need to do is to believe in Jesus. And according to Romans 10 and 9 prayer, a reward Jesus as Lord and Savior. Repeat this prayer.
This salvation. Mm-hmm.
After me.
Amen.
Father God.
Father God.
Thank you for giving us Jesus.
Thank you for giving us Jesus.
believe in Jesus.
I believe in Jesus.
And I believe that you raised him from the dead.
And I believe that you raised him from the dead.
On the first resurrection Sunday.
On the first resurrection Sunday.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my God.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord and be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
If you say that simple prayer for the first time, you are saved. And we pray that the Lord will that the Lord will send you with his Holy Spirit and with power.
Yes. Thank you, Lord, for sealing us with the Holy Spirit and power. Thank you.
We pray that the Lord will surround you with people who love the Lord and teach you the word of God.
Amen.
As we go, repeat after me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your word.
For your word.
Thank you, Lord, for Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for Christ Jesus.
The hope of glory.
The hope of glory.
And thank you, Lord.
And thank you, Lord.
For the resurrection power.
For the resurrection power.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
I hope you were blessed by the word and have a wonderful resurrection Sunday.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We praise God for Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that was a good word. Hallelujah. And she just highlighted the three things. Just three things. It's a whole lot that God gave us through Jesus.
Yes.
But three things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we get ready to close today, if anyone, praise the Lord, if anyone has any comments that they want to make, if you have any prayer requests, you know, press your number one, and we'll open up the lines for you. Hallelujah. Now, somebody already had their number one key pressed, and they pressed it again. So I don't know if you were trying to press it, but nobody has their number one key pressed right now. So, yeah, thank you, thank you. So, as I said, if you have any comments on the word, the precious word today, any questions, any prayer requests, press your number one key. We're going to open a line now for Sister Rachel, Minister Rachel from New Jersey. Hey, Minister Rachel.
Hi, happy Resurrection Sunday, Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy.
Amen.
And
good
on
to
the
have
line.
You in church with us.
Amen.
Say that again.
I said happy Resurrection Sunday to all who are on the line, and I said to you and Pastor Mom. That's it.
Amen.
Pastor Mom. Happy Resurrection Sunday.
Amen.
Amen.
So
and
you
I
had a
wanted,
prayer request?
I wanted you to pray for my whole family right now because of the stuff that's going on with my younger brother.
Well, your younger brother passed away, right?
Yeah, what had happened was they trying to have a funeral, but it's some things that's happening to encourage, just pray for encouraging, meant for all of us.
Yeah. This is a very difficult time as it is, period. And then
yeah,
when people pass
people.
away, at this time, whether that it's the COVID virus or not, they're still not having any funeral services. If they are, they're very shortened, and so that's been a prayer of ours. So we'll pray for you and your family as well. Father, we just lift them up right now to you at this time of bereavement, Lord, in Jesus' name. We know that even some of the people are just being cremated without even the family's okay on it. They just cremate them. Lord God, we and the family didn't even want that. So there's a lot of things going on right now, and we know that people that funerals mean closure to us. Funerals get the family together so that we can mourn together. Lord God, we know that funerals do a lot. Hallelujah. But we're asking you, Lord, at this time when there's little or no funerals going on right now, to comfort the family, Lord, as only you can. Hallelujah. You said that you would give us peace beyond all understanding. You said that you would come to us and comfort us. Hallelujah. That's why you call the Holy Spirit your comforter. So, Lord God, we thank you that the comforter comforts all of Minister Rachel's family, Lord God, even herself, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them peace beyond all understanding. Because who can even understand how a young man could pass away at such a time as this, how it would happen at this time where there's no funeral services being done, Lord God. We just lift this up to you in Jesus' name, Lord God. Guard their hearts. Guard their minds, Lord God. Touch them as only you can do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Help them to even remember the good times that they had with him, even though the family cannot come together. And, Lord God, we praise you. We're trusting you, Lord God, that you take care of them all. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel's family and then others who are going through the same thing at this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. My heart just goes out to people because we need the time to mourn together is so important. But somehow God is still going to give us peace beyond all understanding.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Hallelujah. So right now I see that someone else joined the line. Right now we're Pastor Mom just finished preaching a message called Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. So we have those on the line right now who are pressing their number one key with comments, questions, or prayer requests. And we just finished praying for Minister Rachel, whose younger brother passed away. And they're not, you know, at this time, people are not having funerals. If they are, it's a very small, private one with the family, with 10 members of the family. So we just lifted her up in prayer. And then we have Minister Carolyn Bird from Pennsylvania. We're opening your line now.
Bless the Lord.
Welcome, Minister Carolyn.
Bless the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. On this Resurrection Sunday, I was praying with you for Minister Rachel and just for the many others, and I was so blessed from the message. I believe that's the first time I've heard Pastor Mom and just the simplicity, but I love hearing the Word of God, and that means so much to have the people of God when they're in the service of worship to repeat the word. For so many times people are not reading it, so I bless God for her being used this morning. And as she gave us the word, I thank God so much for what we have received. Thanking God for Jesus.
Thanks.
Certainly.
Hallelujah.
Thanking him for the blood of Jesus. It was just, you can't say you didn't understand. Can't leave a service and say, well, what were they talking about today? It was plain. and so strong, Pastor Mom. The blood of Jesus is covering you and keeping you. And I praise God for the Spirit of the living God who just gave what he needed for us. Love you all. Praise God for Pastor Helen Price and any others on the line, but certainly would love to get a chance to just, and I probably might today, trying to just give a call and have a little communion with Pastor Helen, the pastor that ordained me. And love you, Apostle Barbara, for carrying on the work of the Lord in the airways. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Much crown for you. And flowers to you as you go walk by.
Praise God.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Have a blessed Resurrection Sunday. Thank you so much for your wonderful comments. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom sitting here just to smile.
Oh, praise God. Wonderful, wonderful.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else would like to make any comments, any questions, any prayer requests? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see Pastor Catherine on the line, and I saw some of your church's broadcast this morning or on Facebook Live. Woo, wow. Your son, Pastor Will, love that technical, those technical things that he could do. There he was on Facebook Live, and then he had a video going on for praise and worship, and then he switched over to Pastor Catherine at her house, and I was like, wow, this is, I don't know that all that technology right there, but that was a blessing. God is using this technology for his glory, honor, and praise. Amen. So I just thank God for that. Hallelujah. Pastor Price has pressed her number one key. Anyone else? Please feel free to do that. After this, we'll probably be closing. Okay. Pastor Price? Amen. Welcome. Happy Resurrection.
Okay. Happy Resurrection Day to you and Pastor Mom and to all the saints in their respective places today. I just wanted to thank God for you, Pastor Mom, and for the word that you ministered today. It was a great blessing. Very, as Minister Carolyn Bird said, it was just a straightforward blessing. We were sitting here, Joe and I, and we were just repeating exactly what you said. And we thank God for you and for the word of God. I just praise God. I thank God for you, Pastor Mom. And I just wanted to tell you I love you and thank God so much for you.
Yes,
and
you
also, thank you, Mom. Thank you so much. And Minister Carolyn Bird, I look forward to us connecting some kind of way today, however the Lord would have to be able to have it done. Thank God for you. But for every one of the saints in their respective places, I didn't get a chance today to listen to Pastor Maurice's message today. I've got to go back online. I pray it's still online, and I can go back. So thank God for each one of you, for you, Apostle, and each one of you all. Apostle, we got a chance while the service was going on. I thank God so much for you giving us an opportunity to give. Some people kind of wonder why are they still giving? What are they doing? But there are so many, even for this particular venue that you're on through the venue that you have, to be able to be on there. It's on the radio as well as on the phone call. And I was thinking about how that with the radio program that I have is 15 minutes. But you're able to go for like a couple of hours. But that comes with a cost each month that you have to pay. So I thank God that. And then you all are, hallelujah, you all are such a great blessing because you're still a great blessing to so many whenever the Lord gives you an opportunity. So I thank God for that. So I told Joy, I said, Joy, while the service was going on, I said, when the offering came, I said, Joy, now cash out for ours in there. Because Joy, you know, she's one of the ones. So she's already cash out our offering in. But
I
said
saw
that
it.
Because.
I saw, praise did, God.
Did you see it? I wondered, did you see it at the time?
Amen. Flashed across my phone. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. You gave us an opportunity. And if we don't give, what my heart was convicted today, because the Lord said, Helen, you never give people an opportunity to even give into the ministry that I've given unto you. I've gotten so used to now, I don't even put out an appeal or whatever, you know, and just go
mm-hmm.
on. But he said, remember, Helen, your needs are met by your giving, but other people's needs are met by their giving. And
that's
he said,
right. That's
he,
right.
Said, he said, I wanted me a family, so I gave the very best that I had to give, which is
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I want to thank you for that, the way the Holy Spirit gave you to even incorporate the offering in so that it would give us an opportunity. I say this, and I'll stop with this. When I thought about, again, about how that God wanted a family and he gave, I saw that so many times there are people. I've seen some of our relatives who have had serious things where one of their children even needed a heart transplant. And I would watch my aunt. She would go and give and just come out on a Sunday morning to sow her seed so that it would come up. And we remember how that when Cornelius, even before he was saved, Cornelius gave,
mm-hmm.
and as a result of that, him and his whole family got saved as a result of that. So I just want to thank God for the whole service this morning, for you, Pastor Mom, for you, Apostle Kizzy, for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and all of the saints in their respective places. God bless each and every one of you all today. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. We're so encouraged, even when that offering came through. Just very encouraged. And I want to let you know that I didn't have a chance to listen to it, but I did see that you put out your podcast from Good Friday. And I didn't know that you were doing a Good Friday podcast. So we saw that. And I just said, wow, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And this is probably a good time for me to learn. Huh?
Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for
Amen.
Your encouragement.
Amen. And this is probably a good time for me to learn how to put our Blog Talk Radio podcast onto YouTube. Amen. So, amen. So I'm encouraged by you being encouraged. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You all have a blessed day. Oh, and to let you guys know, our phone service, our home phone service is still down since two sisters are on the phone. And, I see Sister Debbie that may be calling today. But our home phone service is down. So Mom's cell phone is up and running. So, all right.
All right.
So
thank you for letting us know. Thank you.
Amen. Have a blessed Resurrection Sunday, everyone. Amen. Just want to tell you a few things about Get 'Em Radio that we're on right now. We just called it church by phone in our building, but this is a radio broadcast. And the Lord has just led us to do some things. In our normal time, we had a family of broadcasts, and then he had us to add this one today, which is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church by phone. And so we've added that on Sunday. So all during this COVID-19 season where churches are closed and we are not able to gather together physically, we will be on the air. Hallelujah. Lord willing, and I do believe he's willing, that we will be on the air every Sunday at 11 a.m. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then on Monday, we have Bible study, the same phone number, which is 516-418-5699. So every Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And Dr. Lorraine Nabarro is an excellent Bible study teacher. She just teaches us how to dig into the Word of God, and she does it. She digs into the Word of God, And we just learned so much on our Bible study lessons. Hallelujah. And then on Tuesday during this COVID-19, we're having Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday at 2 p.m., we pray in tongues for 1 hour. Hallelujah. So what we do is we have usually have four people who will pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. They just go from one to the next to the next. And then after that hour, we open up the lines and we give an interpretation of the tongues that God gave us. Hallelujah. God is awesome. He is just so awesome. And some of the interpretations, we get it, and then the person will say it in English. And so we know we're right on point with the Lord. Hallelujah. And so you call the same number, 516-418-5699. Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. For 1 hour of praying and speaking in tongues, praying in tongues. Hallelujah. And then on Wednesday, just the second Wednesday of every month, we won't be doing it again until May 13th, we have prophetic healing with prophetic healing with Elder and Linda, Lady Linda Hawkey. Amen. And just a team of people come on, and we pray for people to be healed. We just had it last Wednesday. It was awesome. It was awesome. One example was a lady came on, and she just said, oh, I'm just calling in, you know, and nothing seems to really be wrong or whatever. And then the Lord showed us that something was going on. And in her reproductive system, come to find out she had a growth there. You know, sometimes we have stuff we don't even remember that we have it, you know. She had a growth, and that growth completely disappeared after prayer. Hallelujah! Or during the prayer. Hallelujah! So that's the second Wednesday of every month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. You can mark that on your calendar, and then just call this same number, 516-418-5699. The second Wednesday of every month, and bring those who need healing, because God really heals in an awesome way. And then Thursday night is it's kind of like our core broadcast, our first one. I'm the host of that, and it's our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And this month, we're having a great time. We're having tag team preaching. So last Thursday night, we had, I think it was 8 tag team preachers. The Wednesday before that, we had 7 tag team preachers. And we're not giving them any topics. We're just telling them to just that they have they can pick out one scripture and give us a topic and preach for 5 minutes. So it is so good, so good. Every one of them are good. Hallelujah. And we're going to be doing that every Thursday for the rest of this month. And yesterday as I was praying, the Lord gave us what to do for May and for June. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're in for some good treats coming up. God has given direction, instruction. Hallelujah. So that's our Get 'Em Radio broadcast. Hallelujah. So we hope to see you on it. Tell some of your friends about it. You know, some people are sitting at home. They don't have anything to do. They, you know, they've watched TV so much. They want something that's fresh and new. Glory to God. So when we have these preachers preaching on tag team on that Thursday, they're coming from all over the country. Hallelujah. So, you know, come on with us. Write that number down, 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. Now we're going to just go ahead and close out in prayer. I think we got everybody who wants to say something. And we just thank you all so much for just spending this Resurrection Sunday with us. We just bless God for you. We pray that you and your family are safe.
that God is surrounding you. And as we prayed earlier, that any virus that tries to touch you, hallelujah, must die instantly in the name of Jesus. And we pray that all of your needs are met according to God's riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And his riches, he owns a cattle on a thousand hills. All the silver and the gold belongs to him. And he walks on gold pavements on the street. Hallelujah. Great big pearl as a gate. So he doesn't lack anything, and neither do we. And we thank God that all of your provisions are being met and exceeded in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So Pastor Mom is going to close us out. I'm going to repeat after her again as she says, may the Lord. Amen.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Now closed.
Amen. We're now closed. Amen. And just remember, I am the church. You are the church.
Right.
We're the church together. Amen. We may not be in the same place, but we still are the church. Have a blessed Resurrection Sunday. Love you all. Hallelujah. I am the church.